This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. And it's, I guess today is Thursday, so that means, you know what that means. It means that after all of this long absence and everything else, we finally get on time, we finally get to be on time with 1911 University. Finally. Of course, 1911 University is nothing without the professor, and that is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And I believe you've had a very, very rough day, and yet you've been kind enough to show up and have the class anyway. Thank you, sir. We got Joe?
Yep, we're here.
Okay, there we go. I can hear you 5x5. So, have you been having a rough day today?
I was just busy, man. Just swamped. Yeah. I was up late working on the new light fighter prototype so that we can do some shooting, some video shooting that's going to be pretty exciting when Fisher gets here on Monday. And working on the rest and regulator and a couple of other projects. And so then when I got to the shop today, Eric was gluing your gun.
Mm.
And so we did that.
Did you see the picture he posted of the trough? I don't know what that's supposed to be, but he's like, for all of you wanting to look at Freddy's gun, here it is. I was like, I wonder who sells a holster to fit that thing. So,
yeah, that's actually your gun at that point in time was in that trough of frothy bluing salts.
Oh, okay.
Because we do all of our own bluing here in house.
Gotcha.
And so your gun was there in the salts getting turned black.
In the frothy bluing salts, yeah.
Frothy bluing salts. If they're not frothy, you have a problem. That's a problem. So. Everything
that's
well, it came out.
For all of you DIYers, I hope you wrote that one down.
Yeah, if it's not frothy, you got an issue. So, yeah, it came out great. And tomorrow I will send the slide off to my friend Doug at Dragonfire Studios, who will do the little bit of engraving you asked for. And then here within a few days, we should have a picture of the thing complete and ready to go.
Whoa. So let me tell you what I've been having to deal with, and I'd like to get your take on this, Professor. A lot of people now, I've shot many videos about the Night Fighter. I shot one video about the Night Fighter comparing it to SDI, which you know. You know about that,
right?
And that has stimulated over time. I still get comments on that. It still gets viewed, and I don't mean this to belittle anybody, but there are some people out there that think how good a gun is going to be based on how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Help me with that one. What is your?
You know, I think there are a lot of very talented people in this world, some of whom work in the gun industry. In the case of STI, you know, you have one of my very good friends down there who's the director of gunsmithing, who trained under the same man that I trained under. And he is, I would put Sean in the top five as far as best gunsmiths in this country.
Sure.
And that's a very small crowd for me. So, you know, when you go to like an STI, they're not, in my opinion, exorbitantly expensive. I think pretty much all their guns are $4,000 or less, but you're getting what I think is a quality product. There are some limitations because, you know, you got 140 millimeter magazines and people are jamming them in the gun and that causes an issue. Well, stop jamming them so hard in the gun and the problem's solved. But some people can't get over those issues. So they're, you know, they're working on a solution for that.
Sure.
But, you know, it is my opinion that, and this is based on experience, that as in anything in life, you don't always get what you pay for.
Right.
You know, whether you're talking cars, whether you're talking firearms, fine whiskey, tobacco, clothes, sometimes you're just paying for a name. I was recently watching a video of Jay Leno giving a tour of his garage. And Jay is a consummate car guy.
Right.
And he's talking about this car and that car, and he's like, that car is horrible to drive. I would never drive that car. But it was super expensive. It was like $440,000. Well, it was expensive because there was only 25 of them made in the whole world.
Right.
You know? So sometimes, you know, cost is, value is not the same as cost. Value is in the eye of the beholder. You might go, you know, I want this guy's gun because he's dead now and it's super collectible and it's super rare because he didn't build very many of these. And so I got to have one and you're going to pay a premium for it. It may not function properly. It may not function the way you want it to. It may not be as accurate as you want. The trigger may not be right, but you're not paying the premium for that gun because of its quality necessarily. You're paying the premium for that gun because of the value. So I think, you know, you have to differentiate between value, the perceived value that you give an item, and the actual cost of the gun. Now, in the case of my shop, Chambers Custom, and what we do here, we try to give both. You know, it's going to be expensive because it takes a lot of time and we only use the very best parts. But they're also, we want that perceived value. When you look at that gun, when you get your gun next week sometime and you open the case, the first thing I want you to be able to say in your mind or even verbally is, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'll be able to form those combinations of, it'll probably just be sounds. It'll probably just be sounds emanating. I might video that for you just so you can have a good kick from that one.
Just a few grunts. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, that's the response we want. I sent out this old Colt today. It'll be in its owner's hands once again tomorrow. And, you know, when Anthony opens that case, I want him to be blown away. It's very expensive. It's a very expensive gun.
Right.
But that's okay because the value is there and the quality is there. I took it out today for its final test fire. I shot 16 rounds of 230 grain jacketed hollow point from 25 to 50 yards on half-size silhouette steel, and I missed one time because I didn't have my sights aligned. So, you know, and the first eight shots at 50-yard half silhouette, I missed on the seventh shot. That's when I didn't have my sights aligned. The other seven shots out of that eight, I rang a half silhouette gong at 50 yards like it was my job.
Wow.
That's a quality built gun.
Yeah.
Now, I have 120 hours in that gun plus. But I wasn't going to let it leave here until I was happy with it.
Right.
So I think, you know, comparison videos are great, but you have to, as a viewer, you have to keep into consideration, am I looking at perceived value or am I looking at cost?
You also have to look at the fact that I might be shooting that video just because it's fun for me to shoot it.
Absolutely.
Simply because I have access to things like this, and any chance I get to go out there, because, you know, it's sort of like comparing a Porsche to a Bentley. I mean, you got two different kinds of cars. One is superior in one way, and the other one is designed to be this. But you hang on for me, Professor, if you will, would be so kind. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and you're listening to Lock and Load. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from, I almost did it that time. I'm almost over those bad habits, those old habits. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Tonight we are doing 1911 University with the Professor Joe Chambers. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to, are there any gun builders out there that are so bad that their reputation precedes them, and yet they stay in business. Can a bad gun builder who tries to go out and have a custom house, how long would they actually survive? And I mean, like, I'm sure you've probably gotten some stuff from some people that were gun masters that knew how to build guns, and yet you get them and you're like, wow, I've never seen this actually stay together before like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, early on in my career, when I was working for Marvel and heavily invested in the bullseye world, we saw a lot of that, you know, because there were a lot of guys that they were trying to help meet a need in the industry of the bullseye community, and their opinion was, well, I can just do this. Anybody can do this. And what usually happens is people see their work, people experience their work. There's always a few individuals that, you know, they're looking for, you know, you look at cheap, fast, good, and they're looking for cheap and fast, and the good is an unknown. And so they go with cheap and fast, and they find out that it wasn't so good, so they have to send it to somebody else to have it fixed. And typically those guys, the smiths that did that work, they don't last long. A couple years, you know, they do a couple, 2 or 3 years, and they're gone. And I've seen more than two handfuls of that happen over the 13, almost 14 years that I've been doing this. And I always feel bad for the clients because they're stuck with something now that they can't sell because it doesn't work, or they can't sell even though they had it fixed by somebody else because it has that name associated with it. It has that connotation, you know. So, you know, they've invested their time and money, and they don't have, you know, they don't have something that they can turn around if they need to. And that's why I tell people all the time, just be very cautious who you allow to do your work. Just because someone, you know, has letters behind their name doesn't mean you go to them for cancer cure. You know, you vet doctors, you vet dentists, you vet chiropractors, you vet auto mechanics, vet your gunsmiths. Look at their body of work. Look at who their clientele is. Look at how fast they sell guns out, and go with somebody that has not just a name, but a reputation. And not all of us do the same thing. You know, there are some really good 1911 gunsmiths that they're not concerned with accuracy. They want to build the most reliable gun they can. Awesome. There's a place in the industry for those people. It took me a long time to recognize that. But there's a place in the industry for those people. There are guys that, you know, focus solely on, well, primarily on cosmetics. Well, if that's what you're into, if you want a piece to hang on the wall, buy a gun from those guys. If you want a gun that will do all of that and you like the style that we do, then, you know, there are some of us out there that do that as well. But the main thing is vet it. You know, trust but verify. Talk to some people that have those people's guns. And I get guys from time to time that go, hey, can you give me a couple of references, clients that I can email or call that have your guns that I can talk to? Absolutely. I have hundreds of them, you know, and I have no problem, you know, sending you the name and contact information of some clients that have said they're okay with that, and they will give their personal firsthand experience with my work. So I think that's an important thing. I mean, you know, we're looking at buying Heidi a new SUV. Well, we did a lot of research about what brands are best. That's the way you do it. And you should do the same thing with guns.
If you need any expertise when it comes to picking out a car, I've always been quite fond of the Eastern Bloc automobiles. Do you know how hard it is to find a Yugo nowadays?
I thought you were a Fiat fan.
No. I drive a Ford Explorer. As a matter of fact, I drive the Ford Explorer. I accidentally got the one with the police package on it.
Accidentally, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, no, I picked it out because it was triple black. I just like the way the color of it because I could see it at the time. I didn't have my colorblind sunglasses yet. And I knew it was triple black, and I, you know, I was like, ah, this is just bad looking. And then I started getting stuff from Ford. They were like, how are you enjoying your new Ford Explorer Police? And then I looked at it, and it is the police version. So my advice to Heidi would be, if there's a way to get the police version of something, get that. Because she's never going to beat it to death as much as a cop does. It'll last her forever.
Yeah, I think she's settled on a Toyota Sequoia Platinum.
Well, those are nice. They just, yeah, you know, no police departments here in the United States use them. But that's beside the point. It'll probably last pretty good, too. Japanese cars do really, really good. I have heard that Lexus automobiles are the best ones as far as resale, if you're talking about turning one around later on down the road. So, you know, just...
Yeah, we drive them till they die. That's how we roll, man. We drive them till they die, and then I call my buddy who owns a junkyard, and I say, come pick this up.
I just don't see Heidi driving something till beating a car to death. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
No, I try to keep her in something pretty nice so that, because I don't want to worry about it, you know what I mean? One time she called me, we were out of town, and the minivan broke down, and I had to call a tow truck and all this jazz, and I don't want to deal with that. That's annoying, so we solving that problem. But yeah, as far as guns goes, treat it like you would anything else. You know, if you're listening out there in radio land, you know, take my advice, vet your gunsmiths. You know, there are companies that are known quantities. If you want the best AR platform rifle on the face of the planet, well, you call a company like Knights Armament and you order what you want.
Yep.
You know, if you want the best polymer platform on the market, you call somebody like Agency Arms who builds a Glock copy, and you get the best, you know, polymer platform gun on the market. And so, you know, just vet those things out. And also keep in mind, you know, that...
Do me a favor. Hang on right there. Because we're coming up on the break. I want to finish this. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street singing the coronavirus blues. The major stock indexes lost more than 2% for the second straight day. The Dow losing 879 points, finishing the day at 2781. David Ragland, IRC Wealth Founder, though, says it's time to just be patient.
Obviously, this is a temporary setback. Longer term, market's going to help us out. We look back December of 2018, great buying opportunity when the market was down 20%. Again, with SARS, the market down 20%. Perfect time to be starting to nibbling.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump and other conservatives for their remarks about a jury member in the Roger Stone trial. The president and others are claiming the juror was biased against them and that made the trial unfair. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers tonight. And we were just talking about vetting certain people out there. Now, is it like you were just talking about Agency Arms, for example. Are there some companies out there like, and I'm not going to name them, but I've heard about some companies that do some things like to their triggers where, you know, like one of these Gucci Glock companies, that you might have sort of a runaway. If you pull a trigger, you might have like a fully automatic pistol going, "Hey, this isn't a Glock 18. I didn't think so. Hey."
I've heard of some gunsmiths causing that to happen. I don't think it's super common. I think if you end up with a gun like that, you need to contact the manufacturer immediately.
Right.
Because clearly there's a problem. But I don't see that as a problem often. Usually when you see that kind of thing, you know, you read about it on a Facebook group or a forum or whatever, it's because somebody bought the gun and they decided that they're a gunsmith and they decided to put in aftermarket parts or monkey with the factory parts or whatever, and they end up causing a problem that they don't want to fix. And because most of us, especially the guys out there listening, most of us would admit when we buy something, we throw the directions away and we commence to working. So we are, man. I mean,
I'll tell you a story in just a second, but you go on.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you, like, if you buy a part from Chambers Custom, it says right on the packaging, may require a gunsmith, professional gunsmith installation. Some of the parts say, we recommend professional gunsmith install this part. Well, if you ain't that, then you probably shouldn't install the part.
I bought a... go ahead.
you may cause a problem.
Yeah. I bought an optic. And I called our mutual friend, Mr. Fisher, about it because he's a big Holosun guy. I know you like Holosun. I bought a Holosun 407 to go on top of a optics-ready Glock.
No.
Did all the stuff to put it on and everything, you know, and they come with Loctite on it, tightened everything down Loctite. Then I'm noticing that the dot is not very bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted our friend, Mr. Fisher, and the first thing he says was, did you read the owner's manual before you installed that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know how you can convey gut laughing via text? Well, he was doing that to me, and then he told me, hold down this button until this starts to happen, and then turn it up. And I was able to fix that, but I mean, yeah, that's a guy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a guy thing. Listen, I got to have something to carry in the meantime until sometime next week. I've been looking at Exodus Leather. I'm about to call that guy. I'm getting ready to make that move. So, yeah. In any event. But I digress. With this stuff, what do you think about drop-in parts? I see this stuff all the time. I'm like, eh, it just drops in. What do you think about those?
In regards to 1911?
Well, yeah.
There is no such thing as a drop-in part on a 1911. Ever. It doesn't exist.
Is it dangerous to consider those?
I don't think it's dangerous. Maybe it's careless.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of gimmicks out there. I don't buy into gimmicks, right? Not in anything in life. I don't buy into gimmicks. I don't buy into pyramid schemes. You know, I mean, I was around during the days of, what was that, home supply company. You know what I'm talking about?
Amway?
I don't buy into any of that stuff, right? Trust, but verify. Always vet the product. You know,
right.
There's companies out there that come out with stuff all the time. I get samples of stuff from people. Hey, would you try this? Would you evaluate it? We've already brought it to market, but tell us what you think. And I try it, and I'm like, how many of these are you selling? Well, not very many. Well, here's the reasons why. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of times companies, they're really hurrying to get to market with the product. And maybe they did test it. Right. Let's say they did test it. They did their due diligence because they didn't want a liability. But maybe in their testing, they had the mindset of good enough. And there's a lot of people that are all about good enough because good enough can generate income. The problem with good enough is down the road, it comes back to bite you in the butt because you'll have people that have problems with good enough. And we have this little thing in the world today called the interwebs. And those people who have problems with good enough, they get on the interwebs and they talk about how it wasn't good enough. And now you've not only damaged your reputation and your product line, but you have forever allowed somebody the opportunity to post on the web that is searchable by anybody, anywhere, anytime, about your good enough.
Right.
So, you know, drop-in parts, they fall into good enough for me. Will they sometimes solve a problem that's immediately an issue? Absolutely. Is it the correct long-term solution to your problem? No. You know, if your car has a tire that keeps getting low on air, well, you can pull it over the garage and put air in it every day. That's good enough. But the solution is take that car to a shop that specializes in tire repair and say, hey, that front left tire gets low every day. I need you to check it out and fix it. And that's the proper solution to gun stuff. You know, there's lots of good enough products out there. We see them all the time. Heck, we were just shot together. We saw some of them there.
Right.
And, you know, there's a ton of products out there that are solutions that are good enough. And if you're in a situation where that's all you can manage right now, okay. But understand that long term, good enough doesn't cut the mustard. is to get the problem fixed permanently by somebody qualified to fix the problem.
Now, is that that attitude, and we got about 90 seconds left, is that attitude prevalent among people at your level to where you look at these things and say good enough is not actually correct? Or is are you the exception to that rule?
Oh, I mean, I think there are a few of us out there that excel towards excellence. We want to try to put the best product out that we can. But I think there's also, you know, a large is a relative term, a quantity of people that go, that's good enough, I can charge money for that, let me sell it. And, you know, okay, whatever, I don't understand their mindset, I'm not in their brain, I have too much of thinking that they want to charge what they charge for a gun that doesn't have a barrel fit or a gun that has drop entry parts or whatever. And I'm also not a shiny penny person. I'm not chasing that shiny penny going, ooh, I got to get a hold of that. You know, I would rather have quality over quantity. And, you know, leading to the next section, that's something I want to talk about, is quality over quantity in regards to the fat WMGs that we're doing and like the one that you're getting.
Yeah, let's talk about that because we haven't even talked about the fat WMG. Tonight is 1911 University with Joe Chambers coming up on the last break of the evening. When we get back, we're going to talk about the gun that he has just broken out there, which I have one coming and I'm very excited about. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we have been going with the 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And one thing that I have been remiss in is that from Chambers Custom, there is a new gun coming that I don't know where I'm getting one of them. This is called the Fat, well, it's the working man's gun with the fat, how do you put it? Put it the way you want, where you're putting it out there, Joe, please. I'm just messing it up.
WMG, PHAT. Pretty right. Hot and tempting.
Yeah, well, that's definitely for sure. Now, this, for the people that are initiated with Chambers guns, this is actually a commander length and with a full-size grip. Is that correct?
Yours is, yes. We're offering it in four different models. For those listening, you can go to FAT, PHAT, WMG.com, and that will take you to the website that has all the details on the four different models. We're offering it in the standard model, which is very similar to our regular WMG pistol, where you can, the main difference is it's a wide body. All of these guns, the fat guns, are wide bodies. So you can, the standard model is, you can get it with adjustable rear sights or the RDS M plate with backup iron sights. And it comes with a list of additional modifications that you can have done to the gun at the time when it's built. So you can customize it to yourself to some degree.
Yeah.
Then we have the FAT WMG-NF, which stands for Night Fighter, which is a copy, an all-black copy, of the Press Check Night Fighter that we built with Chuck last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, that's sweet. And then the third model is the FAT WMG-C, which is what you're getting, which is a commander model with a stippled slide top. And Eric actually did some extra touches to yours, which you'll see in the pictures. It's pretty sweet. I told him, I said, look, man, this thing's going on YouTube. It's going on the Internet. It's going to our friend Bill. You do you, boo-boo. You know, you make it as fancy or as simple as you want. So he did. It's really sexy. I mean, it's nice. And then the fourth model is the CRG, which is a commander with a reduced grip specifically for carry purposes. Kind of, it has the same grip design as the Press Check Light Fighter, which we're doing later in 2020. Little bit reduced grip, shorter mags for, you know, guys that intend on carrying the gun all the time, you know, and they don't care about, oh, I lost a round in mag capacity. So, yeah, it's exciting, you know. So we were talking about exclusivity and quantity versus quality.
Yes, sir.
What I did when we came back from the SHOT Show is I asked Brandon and Eric, I said, how many guns do you want to build this year? What's realistic? And Brandon's like, well, I could do 50 or 60. I says, okay. So Brandon's going to build, he's building the regulators now, and he's going to build the light fighters after. And Eric says, yeah, you know, I mean, I like to hunt in the fall. I like to take vacation, blah, blah, blah. I'd do 45, maybe 50 guns max. I says, okay. So you're going to build the Fat WMGs, and you're going to build a couple of other things like the Yeti, the Knights Armament series that we have coming out with Knights, and that'll put you about there. Well, what that means is there's only going to be 25, maybe 30 Fat WMGs built this year. That's it. And the reason is because I'm not going to ask my guys to sacrifice quality over quantity. My guys are happy building the number of guns that they can build to the level that I expect. That's it.
Right.
So I think there's five Fat WMG slots left for 2020 for the whole year.
Wow.
I mean, they sell like hotcakes. And, you know, the deal is when those spots are sold out, sorry, we'll start taking orders for 2021 towards the last quarter of this year. But we're not going to overextend ourselves here at Chambers Custom. We're not going to sacrifice the pristine quality that we're known for, that we produce time in and time and again, because we want to put more guns out there. I would rather put less guns of higher quality than chase that shiny penny in an attempt to have more guns in people's hands. That doesn't mean anything to me. Because if you send a gun out and you have to bring it back, well, that's a negative. That's a mark against you. So we just limit the quantity so that we can keep the quality high.
Some are not going to be happy about that, Joe.
Well, they should email heidi.chamberscustom@gmail.com and get their name on the list then.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, there will be some, I would imagine, that will be not overly excited about that. But at the same time, this is the thing, the that's what makes a Chambers Custom gun what it is the quality and the approach, isn't it?
Right.
It's all about the approach.
We're not trying to build guns for the masses. You know, I'm not trying to get my shop to the point where we're building 10,000 guns a year. That's not the goal. The goal is to provide our clientele with the highest quality firearm that their money can purchase. Accuracy, reliability, and looks. And, you know, we've found that happy medium where we can provide a gun that meets my personal reliability and accuracy requirements and still looks like something that people want to buy.
Yeah,
and so there we go. And, you know, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some people out there that go, well, that stinks, man. You know, I really wanted one and I didn't get in on it. Well, you should have sent an email. I'm telling you right now to the hundreds of thousands, millions of people that will download this podcast over the next course of time, send an email. Don't wait.
Heidi's a very nice young lady. She'll take very good care of you. She'll do her best to make sure she's giving you everything you want. I mean, dealing with Heidi is, of course, then on the other hand, Heidi is the boss. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, she handles that side of the business, and she does it well. And you know, what goes along with that is she only has so much time in the day to ship guns, to make sure everything is, you know, right in the paperwork and all the idiosyncrasies that she has to deal with. You know, she couldn't handle building, you know, shipping 10,000 guns a year. That's outside of her realm. So,
right.
You know, we just control it. And that way the quality across the board, your customer service experience, your gun experience, you know, the after customer experience, all of that stays at the highest level of quality for our clients. And that allows us to maintain that reputation that I've worked so hard over the last 10 years to earn. Because reputations are not given. Reputations are not made by how much you charge for a gun or how many guns you build a year. Reputations are earned by the quality that you provide, whether that's your customer service, the end product, the process in between, the afterwards, if you have questions about how the gun's functioning for you or maintenance or whatever, that is how your reputation is earned. And I don't take those things lightly here.
They can be lost in a moment. They can be gone in a moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the wonder of the interwebs, you know. So, I'm excited about it. You know, I listened to the podcast last night and with Keita Boos and I think I mispronounced her name just then, and Tammy. Tammy's a friend of mine.
Keita Bussy. Yep. Rhymes with fussy, yeah.
Yeah, Keita Bussy. Keita and Tammy. And Tammy mentioned we're teaching the 1911 Armors class at the ranch in July. Super excited about that. That's going to give 20 people an opportunity to sit down with us and go through their guns.
We're about to run out of time, but this is Joe actually becoming the professor and actually getting out there and expanding and taking the knowledge out and letting it go forth as it is. Thank you for joining me today, sir. I will be in touch with you soon.
Thank you.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. If you would, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.